Hello, George.
Tim, I got another plumbing question.
Okay, buddy.
We moved into a home in the Westchester area about 6 months ago, and in one area of the home, I have a shower, a toilet, and a tub. And every time I flush the toilet, I get a gurgling sound in the tub, and it just we don't use the tub that much, but it seems like I'll run water in the tub just to make sure it's, you know, there's water in the U-trap.
And yes,
it just gurgles all the time. And it's the only one in the house.
How do you know how old the house is?
12 years.
And well, I mean, I already know what the problem is. I'm a licensed master plumber,
mm-hmm.
And the vent pipe. There's one of two possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
The plumbing system was installed incorrectly,
mm-hmm.
And the tub is what we call wet vented, and or the vent pipe that is serving the tub is clogged.
Oh, okay.
It's one of the two, because here's what's happening when you flush a toilet. The instant before the toilet is flushed, the drain pipe that's connected to the bottom of the toilet is completely filled with air.
Right.
Okay. But here's what happens when you flush a toilet. An enormous volume of water is forced out of that toilet that it completely fills the drain pipe for a given distance. It could be 3, 4, or 5 feet.
Right.
That 3-inch pipe gets completely filled with water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what happened to the air?
Got compressed. Something.
Well, it's getting pushed. It's exactly right. That air is getting pushed ahead of the water that's now charging down the drain pipe.
Mm-hmm.
It gets worse. If you know anything about automotive stuff, when you talk about cars that have a vacuum, like you need a vacuum in a car, remember the old days when we had carburetors, they had to have a vacuum?
Right.
And if you pulled the vacuum tube off, the car would really run bad.
Right.
Well, that vacuum, there's not a vacuum pump on most cars. That vacuum was created by the up and down motion, I think, of the both the pistons and some of the air moving out of the... you know, the air that's actually moving out of the exhaust manifold. It creates the vacuum. It creates a suction force. Okay, so the same thing happens in your plumbing system. In other words, the tub drain is connected to that larger drain pipe leaving the toilet. So as that water that's coming out of the toilet goes past that connection, it creates a vacuum. I mean, a powerful vacuum. Okay, so what's supposed to happen is between that connection and the tub, there's supposed to be a vent pipe so that when that suction happens, the air comes from the roof of the house down the vent pipe and then supplies the air back into the toilet pipe. You know, see what I mean?
Yep.
But man, if there is no vent pipe...
There is a vent pipe up there.
Well, no, there's a vent pipe on the roof, yeah. But here's what I'm trying to say. If for some odd reason there's no vent pipe for the tub... or that vent pipe is clogged, what happens, dude, is the system says, you know what, I'll get that air. You know, if you're going to play tough guy about it, I'll get the air another way.
Mm-hmm.
I'll suck the daggone water out of the trap. I mean, think how powerful that is. Imagine if you put your mouth on the end of that inch and a half drain pipe at the tub, and you had to suck the water out of that trap.
Yeah.
Man, you would really have to suck hard to get that water out of there. I mean, it's one thing to suck water up a straw, dude, but an inch and a half pipe with like a 3-inch water seal, man, I'll tell you what, that's powerful. So it's getting the air that it needs. That's the gurgling sound you need. You hear.
Yeah, well,
when you hear that when you hear that gurgle, man, it's getting the air that it needs.
How come I don't hear it in the shower, though?
Oh, well, because it's a physics problem. I mean, it just depends on... Because, number one, maybe that vent pipe's working right. See what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that vent pipe could be working just fine.
Okay.
You know, but... So that's what the problem is. So you have to... Is the plumbing for this system visible in the basement? Can you see it?
Yeah. It's all in an area where it's not finished.
If you can see the underside of that tub... and you can see where that tub drain goes over and connects to the stack or to the system, you should be able to see, a plumber should be, or a plumbing inspector should be able to see whether there's a vent pipe installed or not. then you're just going to have to figure out if it's clogged, and that's a little tougher to do.
Okay, well, there's one vent pipe for the all three, you know, for that
for
area.
All three fixtures.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like the system was installed wrong then.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It's not the first time, buddy.
Okay.
All right, but that's the problem.
Is there any, I mean, is there anything, you know, from a safety standpoint?
Sure, sure. You bet there is, because if you forget, it, once the tub gurgles, the trap seal has been broken, and it's very low, and if you don't, like you just said, you don't use the tub that often, right?
Right.
Okay. Let's say you forget to fill the tub drain back up. Then the water in the trap will evaporate, and you'll start to get sewer gas back into the house, and there's a possibility that you'll get a vermin, if you know what vermin is. And you don't want vermin in your house.
Right. Okay.
All right, pal. So it's something that you ought to take care of.
Okay.
All right, George.
Thanks.
All right, thanks for calling. Ask the Builder, buddy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All righty.